Gino, I'll read you the PAO release. They summed it up pretty well, and I'll just use their words here. The time has been made up in two increments, the first one of 1 hour and 45 minutes in the flight plan. The crew activities were jumped ahead by 1 hour, and they essentially began doing those things that were called for 1 hour later in the flight plan. They will again jump ahead 1 hour and 40 minutes, and that will occur at 65 hours. By that time, they will have completed all those activities required up through 67 hours and 40 minutes in the flight plan. Or, in other words, they'll have completed all of the activities required to get them into lunar orbit 2 hours and 40 minutes early, and in order to make the clocks then agree with where the crew will be in the flight plan, we'll jump the clocks ahead 2 hours and 40 minutes. This clock update, which can be likened to going on daylight saving time, only 2 hours and 40 minutes worth of change instead of 1 hour of change as we do on daylight savings time, will occur at 65 hours when the crew will have completed all of those flight plan activities up through 67 hours and 40 minutes. This simply involves setting our clocks at 65 hours in the control center and aboard the spacecraft at 65 hours, moving them ahead to 67 hours and 40 minutes. Then, barring any further changes in the mission timeline from that point on, the elapsed time clocks, which are used as a cue to flight plan activities, should agree with the flight plan and events that, in the flight plan, are called out for a certain time will happen at that time on the elapsed time clocks in mission control and aboard the spacecraft. This is a convenience factor.
You're lucky we're going to lose an Omni.
Okay, I'll hold off here for the rest.
Gordy, never mind. I think I got the gist of it.